Hey, everybody, it's Brian Drake of the Drake and Scott with Ziggy podcast on Radioslot.com. We have a best of this week because of circumstances beyond our control, i.e. our mixing console decided to fry itself when we tried recording this week, and we didn't get a replacement in time, basically. So here's a rerun from last year, but just because it's a rerun does not mean we can skip business. Are you tired of high electricity bills? Take charge of your energy costs with solar power. Contact Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776 for a free consultation and quote. Don't miss out on their special offer. Pay just $1 a month for your first 6 months. Call now, 925-791-1776. Start saving money. Don't forget to mention Drake and Scott sent you. And now, the best of Drake and Scott. Hey, it's Drake and Scott on our Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. I'm Brian Drake. To my left and to your right is my co-host Scott, who is desperately searching for a Kleenex right now. Yes. Has he found one? And should his microphone be on?
Is it on?
It is now.
Welcome back.
Say hello, Scott.
Hello, Scott. It's the easiest joke of all time.
That's right. Well, we are the Drake and Scott Show. We solve the world's problems in 45 minutes, or it's free. A whole lot of things to talk about today, Scott. What's on your mind?
Oh, you know, boys will be boys. We're going to cover a few things. You know, this London Press Club, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
And three of my favorite topics, alcohol, caffeine, and sugar.
Okay, in which in that order, or
well, more as a combo meal.
Okay,
right. You can't really get it at the drive-thru. Although, did you see, like, during COVID, with everything shut down, you could go places and you get alcohol to go in a like a sippy cup. It was awesome.
Really, I don't remember that.
Oh, well.
I mean, I have a good supply.
I heard about it. Yeah. I didn't actually experience it, Brian.
I know there was a local brewery in San Francisco that was doing home delivery, but only for a certain range.
Can I get that number?
Well, yeah.
Home delivery?
Well, if you live in San Francisco, I mean, it's actually a brewery right next door to my office.
Well, what I loved about this was that they had, you know, they got rules all the time, you know, prior to COVID, you know, you can't do this, can't do that. If you're this many feet from the door, blah, 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 you know, ordinance, city council, blah, blah, all that stuff. And all of a sudden COVID hits and they throw all the rules out the door. You can get a plastic cup with drinks, like legit drinks, mixed drinks, the whole thing. And then their solve for this to make it legal and kind of follow the rules that they used to have, but no one really wanted to take seriously.
It was,
they would put a piece of tape over the sip hole.
Yeah.
Right? Like a little piece of tape. And as long as you walk out the door with the tape over the sip hole, right? Which is most people's commentary on me. They wish there was tape over my sip hole. Right. I just thought, what a joke.
Well, it was, what was the oft-repeated phrase? It was an unprecedented time, and they had to get creative, and there were some of us who have a steady supply of booze that we replenish on a regular basis, so we were just fine when COVID hit, and then there are others who are not so fortunate, so I completely understand.
And, I just found it ironic as well that I could go buy alcohols at some of these places, but I couldn't get coffee.
Like, wait, what?
Well, yeah, no, some of like the local coffee places, it's a bunch of them were shut down. They couldn't get workers. And so no one would come into work, and then they just shut down.
I see. Okay.
You know.
And so booze and no coffee. I think that's
yeah. It's a theme for life.
That's right. Well, speaking of what did you say, alcohol, sugar, and caffeine?
Yeah.
One of our first stories here today. It's a study about journalists' brains and how they operate below average because
I don't understand that last sentence. Journalists and brains. You use those both in the same sentence?
I did, yes. And I've been
watching the media lately.
Well, I've been working in the media for 30 years. Yeah, go ahead.
And no one keeps a journal either anymore. So, like, the name's outdated.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
Well, no, I like this story. I like it very much because it is true, and
So
wait, how can you say it's true? You didn't even tell us what they found.
I'm going to explain that here shortly. I will
Come on, lead with that, bro.
From the study. Well, I need to establish the fact that I'm one of these people, or have been one of these people. So
aspire to be.
No, I've.
When
I've,
you grow up.
No. Gosh, my early days. Before broadcasting, I was a newspaper reporter and quickly saw the literal writing on the wall on that one, that it was that newspapers were going away. So I focused more on radio and radio and television, and just
I have to make it a mission. And just
what?
My ADD, HHD, whatever is going off right now. I have to confess, I still get the newspaper.
Okay.
Every morning.
So you're saying I switched careers for no reason?
No, I know you're definitely right. It was more like I was having a soul-crushing moment for myself. My esteem just dropped a little, realizing I still get a newspaper.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're the one, so they print it just for you.
I have to have something to wrap the body in,
that's,
you know?
That's right. That's right. So this study, research from the... it says, carried out in partnership with the London Press Club. I apparently did not snip the part.
Whoa. The first rule of Press Club is we do not talk about Press Club.
All right. Well, journalists' brains function at a subpar level because they consume too much alcohol, caffeine, and sugar. But their love of their work helps them fight through the difficult times, according to a study by neuroscientist Tara Swart. That, okay, so she's the lady who did the study in partnership with the London Press Club. Her goal here was to find out how journalists survive and thrive amid the, quote, stress of deadline pressure, low pay, poor job security, and high levels of public scrutiny. My goodness. I'm having a PTSD flashback here because, yeah, that that is exactly what that job is.
So that part's accurate.
Yeah,
the description of the job.
Well, right. You don't go. I mean, on average, you don't go into journalism to get rich. Now, you got some people that break a big story. They have a book deal. They get on TV, and they can make a little bit more money that way, speaking tours, etc. But on average, that doesn't happen. So it says here, alcohol, caffeine, sugar, and a grim sense of humor. In my commentary now, we laugh at traumatic events. Somebody's threatening to jump off a bridge. We want to push them off.
Like, jump. Are you that guy? Well, do you yell jump? Okay, I have my answer. The silence is deafening.
I will tell you another story. There was on Highway 37 in Sonoma County one time. This is a couple of years ago. A baby seal had from the bay had come up onto the shore and had made his way to the freeway. And he was blocking. He was stuck in the roadway. He didn't know where to go and was just stopping traffic.
And he didn't have his fast track pass.
No. So there's a huge backup both directions, east and westbound. You've got emergency crews flying in to try to deal with this seal. I go on Twitter and say, just club the damn thing. And you should have seen.
Oh, they went off. You should have said, the freeway is sealed off.
Well, there were, no, because I was getting.
Sealed?
I get it. But it's like, why are we flying in emergency veterinarians and environmentalists and all that? Just club the seal, drag it away, open the road. You know, that was, anyway, I caught a lot of flack for that. And,
well, that's
and I still think it's hilarious. I apologize for nothing.
Yeah, no, that's the environmentalists forgetting the science that they originally believed in, you know. Right. The survival of the fittest. Okay. Right. That if he crawls up onto a freeway, we're doing the whole SEAL population a service if we knock that guy out, because he won't procreate.
So it's in this case, it's a Darwin Award. He's a Darwin Award winner. Yeah, or what?
Is that copyrighted? Are we allowed to use it?
I don't know.
Darwin Award?
All I know is the seal was rescued and the freeway was eventually open, but it took quite a while. So back to the study here. It concludes that participants' brains were lacking in the executive functioning department, which encompasses high-level cognitive functions such as emotional control, complex problem-solving, multitasking, and the abilities to suppress biases.
Oh, I think I might be one of these journalists, because I identify with all these alcohol, caffeine, sugar, You said it was snarky.
And grim sense of humor. Snarkyism is good, too. And then...
And lack of executive function. I can't even spell executive.
Do you also have awful biases that where you're supposed to remain neutral, you let them come out anyway?
I shut down any biases that aren't mine.
I see.
Well,
from my experience, every journalist wants to be Woodward and Bernstein. We all end up behaving like Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie, that was the...
From Sesame Street.
Oh, really?
I noticed you had to think about that. Is that your lack of executive function kicking in, or...?
No, I just had a nostalgic moment, like going back to my Sesame Street days. I was one of those kids. I grew up on the whole thing.
Yeah, you know? Well, so was I.
I mean, Cookie Monster.
Right.
Like, there's nothing better, right?
Yeah, except nowadays I identify more with Oscar the Grouch, the guy who lives in the trash can.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
And I sometimes feel like Big Bird because no one believes I have any friends.
Oh, really? That's not because you're trying to get on an airplane? Can you imagine Big Bird trying to fly? We got a story about that coming up in a little bit.
Yes.
We got a Big Bird that tries to fly.
A Big Bird that, okay. If
that's that one's going to be fun.
Are you sure?
I'm going to get in trouble. We're going to get emails and the whole thing. Someone's going to cancel us. Maybe not. We might have lost them in the intro song. Right.
No, I'm sure that is, that intro song followed by the burp sound effect is the perfect example of this show. Controversial yet juvenile. So more of that to come. And we got a couple of minutes before we got to take a break. Anything aside from the Big Bird, anything on your mind before we go? Because we started talking about my list.
I got problems with TikTok. I mean, all social media, really, anything. Yeah. But the whole TikTok thing is driving me nuts.
I don't care for it either. Explain.
Three kids. They all have dumb phones, which, by the way, since one of our previous episodes, we talked about how smartphones make you dumber. So mm-hmm. I've changed the name. Okay. Dumb phones. And I'm not even using the B when I spell it. It's D-U-M. Dumb phones. And phones is with an F. Okay. Because that's where we're going. Anyways, the three kids, they all got these phones, and they're into it, and they're showing videos all the time. And then I find out that China's getting all my personal information. Mm-hmm. So between I can't get their attention and my security's being compromised, I'm trying to ban TikTok.
Didn't Montana already do that?
No, well, I'm just trying to cover my family.
So you're trying to ban it in the house, and then
well, yeah. At this point, they're all my phones.
Yeah,
which is that's a topic for another day. Mm-hmm. There's a whole philosophy behind if it's in my house and I paid for it, it's my phone. You might use it. Mm-hmm. It might be your dumb phone, but it's really mine.
Now, all of your children are over 20, right?
Oh no, my kids are all adults.
Yeah,
they don't live in the house anymore.
But why are you paying for the phones?
Oh, because you save money when you bundle. Haven't you watched any commercials ever? The one with the ostrich
or
the
cute little... I watch very little television.
The lizard? Well, it's not a lizard. Unless they're going to endorse us, I'm not going to mention them by name.
No, of course not.
And there's some great commercials. But if you bundle, you save money and the whole thing. And kids are all in college. That's the real truth. So,
well, don't they have jobs?
No, they're in college. Yeah, their job is go to class, do your homework, take the test... Rinse, repeat.
Really?
Yeah.
Because when I was in college, I had to work.
Well, that's because you weren't my son. Right?
Okay.
I had to work too. It's a different age, whatever. I'm paying for the school for the most part, which is why I'm on the run. So,
that's right.
I'm paying for it anyways. I'm going to save as much money as I can by putting them all on the same plan, the whole deal. Right?
Plus. Well, hold that thought. We do have to take a break here. It's Drake and Scott, Radioslot.com. Back
boys
after
will
this.
Be boys.
Welcome back. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. Remember the Human League, Scott?
Oh, I'm having flashbacks to junior high dance.
That's right.
Right? Working as a waitress in a hotel bar.
Wait, you were?
No, it's the opening line. I mean, come on. You asked me if I remember this.
I mean, you're talking about your counseling and all kinds of other things that you aren't explaining.
Because I can remember random lines from obscure 80s songs.
Obscure?
No.
That has to be the second best song of the 80s.
In the 2020s. It's 40-something years later, man.
I know, and I still like it. I still, you know.
No, I was ready to just turn off the show and finish the song and just listen. Right? I mean, don't you? Don't you want me? I really can't believe it when you say you don't need me. Right? Oh, no, he's going to start singing.
One thing you said before we went to the break is that you're all for freedom and stuff like that.
Freedom.
I'm assuming that means, you know, freedom for the alphabet, the rainbow community to do what they do and live and let live. Is that
yeah,
close?
I mean, I want freedom myself. I want them to afford me freedom like they want me to afford them freedom.
Exactly.
There's them and they, and I'm not trying to do that right now. Every part of my life is traditional, really. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's unfair to them for me to act like I'm part of them. That's why I refer to them as they.
I understand. Yeah, that's.
Listen to me getting all political.
Yeah, correct. Don't worry about it. But you're saying exactly what I'm trying to get at of you here, where it is a they can do their own thing as long as we can do our thing. And the problem is they're trying to force us to do their thing by this. Is it programming? Is it indoctrination? What's the word I'm looking for there, Scott?
Yeah, it's indoctrination.
Yeah. And so media, television is where we're seeing a lot of it.
It's like desensitization.
Yes, that's another good one. They're trying to make it normal by throwing it in our faces.
And how about also, infestation?
That could be a good word, too. But what I'm objecting to is that they're trying to present what I don't think is normal as normal, and that if we don't accept it, then we're somehow part of the problem, and we need to be shamed, shunned, etc., where I'm perfectly willing to, you know, live and let live, but they aren't perfectly willing to understand that maybe I don't accept their lifestyle and their choices. And when it comes to mutilating your body,
beyond the acceptance thing, like what accept or not? Who? No, I don't need to accept that. How about you? You live and let live, and rather than us accepting each other, you know. Remember tolerance was like this great word for a cup of coffee? Mm-hmm. Let's tolerate. Let's all do tolerance and tolerance. Right. I like that. I'll tolerate you. You tolerate me. You go do your freedoms and you're behind your closed doors and the whole thing. And I'll sit over here and see my three counselors, try to raise my kids and avoid my dog.
Well, they don't want that. So there is, or at least there is a portion of it that is very vocal that doesn't want that. And that's the part that I'm
upset about. Don't you
want
me? Sorry, I'm writing. They don't want me.
Okay. Well, and I'm not the only one who's kind of tired of having this thrown in my face. So let's go back to 4G Auto Blow and his rap song called Boycott Target. The number one song on iTunes right now that got there organically, by the way, because Mr. Blow is on record of saying he's been shadow banned. He's not allowed. He's banned from Facebook, banned from Twitter. But somehow he and his buddies put this record together and
so
managed to
blowing him off. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry.
Okay.
This is what you're going
to
get.
That's right. Okay. So what I'd like to do with the video is about 2 minutes and 40 seconds. What I'd like to do is play, you know, 30 seconds of it and just give you a flavor for what
that
it is.
Might be too much.
Probably. So we might cut it off early. But let's just, this is what Americans are
sample.
Yeah, what Americans are listening to right now, 4G Auto Blow and Boycott Target on Radioslot.com. I'm sorry, this is a banger.
You know, musically, like if it was going on in the background and I didn't know what it was about, I probably would let it play. Uh-huh. You know, if I'm driving and something comes on, you know, I'll let that play. The music quality's not bad.
No, it's funny.
I mean, you know, being a child of the 80s and hip hop and rap and the whole thing, I mean, I love that stuff.
Yeah, it's for me, it's very catchy. But they zero in right away on what I think the issue is. It's the agenda, it's the targeting, and it's just...
targeting your kids.
Yeah, and it's like too much, and maybe y'all can back off a little bit. And
They backed off, which is funny.
You're right. Target did back off because under pressure they have pulled, well, allegedly have pulled most of the clothing items and the book items. There are some stores, if you look at social media, where people are showing you that, well, they just moved it to the back.
This is my complaint with most things. Like, own your own behavior. Like, if you're gonna, you know, shame on them for saying they were gonna do something for the trans community, and then they don't really do it, but then. They didn't really stay to their constituents who actually spend money there because they put the stuff in the first place. So they're not, they're, you know what they are? I just figured it out. I just had a moment. Boom.
Okay.
Right. Do you ever watch Survivor? You got the tribes and it's all, you know, fake reality TV reality TV. Mm-hmm. And you got the tribes fighting to who's going to be voted off. You know, the one that gets voted off every time almost?
Who?
It's the person that tries to play the middle. They play the middle, and then neither tribe knows that they can bank on them. So both tribes end up, let's just vote this one out because they're a variable.
Okay.
They're unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I guess, my biggest complaint with Target at this point was, why would I go in there? I don't know what they stand for. I never know what I'm going to get. Is it going to be in the front of the store, the back of the store?
Well, no, they're standing for the dollar because they don't want to happen to them what has happened to Bud Light when they hired the tranny spokesperson, and then their sales, their stock, everything's going straight to the bottom. Target stock also dropping. It's the lowest it's been in about 3 years, and they don't want to suffer the same consequences that Bud and Coors and...
Well, and that's what I hope comes out of this show. I mean, obviously we want to be entertaining, have fun ourselves, right, and make a little coin or something. But if we could raise awareness, I can't believe I just said that.
I can't believe you did either.
If we could educate the masses on how the whole monetary system works, like, it is the almighty dollar.
Mm-hmm.
If people can figure out how to monetize something, They'll do it.
Or get you to do it by threatening to pull that monetization.
Well,
I mean, if Target's looking at reduced sales and a very tough bottom line, then it's like, okay, maybe it's not so important to cater to less than 1% of the population.
Yeah. They have to figure out, like, econ 101. You remember in college, you got to take basic econ, supply and demand. Like, if they're either going to supply something that's demanded, or they'll stop supplying it. And then if they stop supplying it, they'll supply something else that's demanded. Why? Because they want to make money.
That's right.
It's all about make money.
Right. And we'd like to make some money too here on this show. We've been mentioning a whole bunch of things that aren't paying us so far.
I'm going to cover that at the end today. Okay. I'm going to hit that hard at the end. But one of my best bosses, I think one of the most important things I ever heard from a boss was when they basically stopped me and said, look, understand, we're here to make money. It's not for people to be comfortable, da da da. We produce X, and the more of those we sell, the more money we make. That's why we exist. And when that stops happening, nobody has a job.
Right.
I
like that. I like that very much. All right. Well, it makes sense. It does. And we were a little late on our last break, so
that was a pun.
I understand.
Sense. Come on, okay, dude. Seriously, you got to start drinking coffee.
Okay, we got to go to another break here because we were late last time.
Talk about monetized.
Yeah, I know.
Coffee industry.
We should start our own coffee line.
Yeah, we can sell a cup of coffee for $4 plus these days.
That'd be great. The Drake and Scott coffee.
And make people wait for it.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll figure something out. Drake and Scott, RadioSlot.com. No, yeah, we will. Drake and Scott, RadioSlot.com. We will be back right after this. Hi, it's Brian Drake.
And Scott.
And you're listening to a replay of the Drake and Scott Show. Catch us live every Saturday night at 7.
Right here on TalkSlot on RadioSlot.com.
Strong for my woman.
Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com, back with Gang of Four. And speaking of hanging on to your woman and doing all those sorts of things, here's a story about a bunch of guys that are out looking for women, except they're not doing it in the United States. They are what they're being called passport bros. And what they do is go to foreign countries to get out of the American dating pool. Apparently, it's pretty bad. And if you go to TikTok, your favorite app, Scott.
Sign me up.
Yeah, it's hashtag passport bros. It is that particular hashtag gets more than 422 million views, featuring clips of men parading their far-flung love online while advertising the growing trend. You know what the goal of these guys is, Scott? I mean, other than, you know.
They want to experience catastrophic fail?
No, they want to find a traditional wife, because apparently American females are so busy being feminists and girl bosses that...
What?
Yeah, that they aren't into the...
Traditional?
You know, the trad wife. You know what the trad wife is?
No.
Okay, that's a big... My computer won't link to it, but no, the trad wife is a trend amongst the young folks where the wife is staying home, the man works, and it's kind of more of a I don't know, it's
traditional.
It's the old way of doing things, like we did before the government decided they needed everybody working because they wanted more tax money, and then proceeded to destroy the entire concept of a nuclear family. So. You know, American feminists, American women, they don't want any part of this. This is a subculture that is growing, and if you look around online, it's quite contentious as well. And all the usual suspects don't like it, as in all the usual left-wing suspects don't like this sort of thing. So, yeah, so guys got to go overseas to find a wife that's not a communist, and there you go. It's a big deal.
And they can do that from their phone when they're walking down the aisle?
No, they have to actually go overseas. There's one chap here who likes to go to the Dominican Republic. He's visiting the Philippines next. And
they're shopping.
Colombia, Thailand. These guys have been everywhere. Yeah. They say dating's easier overseas than it is here in the United States, that the women are actually interested or... Perhaps they're just interested in a green card. Who knows? But they just said that the women are easier to deal with.
Okay. I guess. I mean, why do you have to publicize this? Right? Why do you need to post it?
Well, everybody has to post everything online now. Because if you're not posting it, it doesn't happen. But I just find it curious that this is becoming a trend. Although maybe I shouldn't be curious at all, because I started seeing a lot of this when I was dating. I kind of understand where they're coming from.
Well, I mean, if they're going to do traditional and they're going to go way back and appreciate things that are old, like we've been talking about,
mm-hmm.
Let's just go back to arranged marriages.
Well, that's no fun.
No, it's no fun.
Because
let's get the two dads involved and we're like, all right, we're going to do this. I know some people who
and the shotgun.
Are in an arranged marriage from their culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I started asking questions like, really? And they swear by it. Like, there's nothing wrong in their mind, you know?
And they get along and there's...
Yeah, some of them get along better.
Hmm.
Like, you don't have a choice. You got to learn how to love this person. So, get to work. It's kind of interesting because you're not self-serving. You're part of an agenda bigger than you.
Well, I suppose that is the main benefit. An old friend of mine used to say, if you want to find out how selfish you are, get married. If you want to find out how really selfish you are, have children. So
yeah,
maybe it forces them to.
Well, American men and women probably could all learn from doing stuff outside themselves. Like, why don't you go do something for someone else and then post all about it and then people can react to it and rip on it. And I don't know, the whole social media, it's lost on me.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing? Publicizing, you got to have your followers and your clicks. And
what are we doing with social media? That's a good question. I mean, as far as keeping in touch with people or reconnecting with old friends or reading groups, I'm into a lot of stuff. I mean, there's a few things about it I do get stuff that this constant living life online with posts that you create that aren't necessarily reflecting reality, but the reality you're trying to sell instead. That I don't understand.
Well, and these guys, I mean, you want to go find a wife and go to a different country? I mean, good for you. Well, why you got to tell me about it? Why do I need to know about your personal, private pursuits?
Because we get to make fun of American women.
Oh, man. You are baiting me, man. You are really trying to get me in trouble.
No, I'm not trying to.
We're both married to American women. You better be careful, bro.
And we both lucked out. But the thing is, I had to go through a lot of frogs to get to the one that worked out okay. So I understand why these guys are doing this.
No, I understand it. Yeah. But why would you say 420 million clicks or something?
422 million clicks on this. So there is a lot of interest in this topic. Yeah.
Yeah. Go find something else to do. Get off the social media. If they're going to go do it, go do it. But why do I got to know about it? Why am I even talking about it right now? I don't know. It's kind of pathetic a little bit. You got to go to another country to find a wife? Like, all the women here are so bad that you've got to go to another country to find a traditional woman? That just sounds like you're not good at searching or something.
Well, it could be.
Make a little more effort.
I mean, they certainly have more money than I did when I was their age. You know, I couldn't afford to go do those things like that, even if I had thought of the idea. I was...
All right. You're on the guy side on this one.
Yeah.
Usually. Right. I'm going American women.
Okay.
Just in case my wife watches this episode.
You mean listens. We're not on TV yet.
No, I got a face for radio.
Yeah, we'll get a video element here going soon. Okay, so Anthony Bass, the Blue Jays pitcher, who is making the news for the second time in the last couple of weeks, and neither time makes him look good.
Well, I was on his side on the first one.
Yes. Now, let's recap the first one. So, the first time he made the news a couple of weeks ago, it was because his wife and his two children were on an airplane. The airplane waitresses gave the kids popcorn, and one of the kids dropped some on the floor. The airplane waitress then asked the mother, who was 22 weeks pregnant at the time, to clean up the mess. And Mr. Bass posted about this on Twitter, about how outrageous that was. And he was definitely team mom and was like, you know, she's pregnant. She shouldn't be bending over to pick these things up. I, of course, called him a big jerk, and
I know
you disagreed.
No, I'm going pregnant woman every time.
Yeah, I don't know. I say train your kids to not be messy all the time.
I say train your stewardess not to hand popcorn to a kid on a plane.
And there's that, too. So now he's back in the news because he posted something supporting the boycotts of Target and Bud Light. And a bunch of Alphabet people started booing him at a game in Toronto because of that. And then after he got booed, he apologized. So, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to offend anybody. I recognize yesterday I made a post that was hurtful to the Pride community, which includes friends of mine, and I'm truly sorry. So, I continue to not be a fan.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, if you're going to support something, have some backbone. If you're going to support the boycott, support the boycott. If someone gets mad at you for it, tell them to go pound sand. Don't come back on your knees apologizing in the very wishy-washy manner. And
well, it's just like picking what you're going to support based on what's popular for a cup of coffee. And then the wind changes. And, mm-hmm. I personally don't like being blown and tossed by the wind.
Right.
And, if you're going to support some, support it. If you're not going to support it, don't support it.
Right.
But how about this? Don't post anything about it. That's going on the... advice episode.
On the advice episode, okay. Don't post nothing.
Stop posting. Don't post, comment, whatever. Somebody shows a picture of their wedding, and you can hit like. That's about it.
Well, yeah.
Unless the picture is of a guy on his phone walking down the aisle, well, then you can't like that.
Right. Well, I'm surprised, though, that he did back off his initial comment, because the boycotts of Target and Bud Light, they're declining, millions of lost sales, declining stock prices. I mean, it is becoming such a thing now that other companies and organizations, you know, MLB, the Navy, they have quietly removed their support or their public support for Pride events and whatnot for this month. And it just seems to me that, you know, having him get on his knees to apologize is a bit out of character right now, because the trend is going the other direction. And
yeah,
it is a much, I like that trend much better. And it's hurting in a lot of ways. The San Francisco Pride Parade, they're asking for donations to cover this year's costs. Corporations aren't kicking in, and their other avenues of support are not as flush as they used to be. I don't know if this is companies avoiding the Bud Light effect, or if a rotten economy has made people not be as free with their cash. I don't know. It's interesting to see, because I've never before heard of the Pride Parade asking for money before.
Yeah, I know. It's all the negative press. People don't want to be involved or connected to negative press. And it's back to, again, people posting and clicking and the whole thing, and it gets controversial, and then everybody backs away.
I'm surprised the Navy did, though. Because, you know, the Navy's always been gay.
Oh.
100 guys go out on a submarine, 50 couples come back.
Oh, you had to float that, didn't you? Man, you are surly today.
I mean, have you seen their uniforms? Is there anything more gay than a Navy uniform? I mean, the whites and the blues and...
Well, not being an expert on gay culture, I have no idea. Is there anything more gay? I don't know.
Okay. It's like they're walking around in pajamas or something.
I mean, just to be punny, I'm not going to touch that. How about that? Okay. Right? MC Hammer, can't touch this. Yeah, so... Didn't some of these they pulled their support, right?
Yes, MLB, Xbox, and the Navy, NASCAR did. Now, companies that have not pulled their support, they include HP, Cisco, Pfizer, Bank of America, but they're not companies that are dependent on direct consumer spending to stay in business. So a backlash against them really isn't going to mean much. But you know, for Target, NASCAR, Bud Light, you know, people can show their disagreement by no longer giving them money or time, and it hurts more. I mean, what's going to hurt Pfizer? They're still getting all that money from China to give us a vaccine that doesn't.
Aren't they spending
work.
All the money they made on COVID?
Probably.
I'm still seeing commercials for getting your vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Did somebody forget to tell them it's over?
I don't know.
They're still trying to make money off this thing, yeah. Which is what bothers me about it. I mean, there was plenty about COVID that was legit, but you know, half of it was fake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
probably more than half.
It's crazy. I love this though. Major League Baseball, they had a logo up and they had a new Pride logo.
Right.
And then they pulled it in, pulled it down within a few hours.
Yes. Because people were already complaining online. You know, and I do appreciate the backlash. What I don't appreciate is that most of it's happening from people's living rooms. They're protesting from the couch. They're doing it by replying to these social media posts, and I guess it's making things happen, but I kind of miss the days when we were waving signs and making noise and breaking stuff. And yeah. I kind of like to see we've seen the left do that countless times. I'd like to see the right do it for once, just to see what the difference might be. And,
man, you are poking the bear. You're trying to make it worse.
Maybe I just want to break stuff. I don't know.
No, you're going to have more posting and more logos and the whole thing. And Xbox, at least they left theirs up. They had a logo, a Pride logo. They left it up for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to support something, support it. Otherwise, step out and don't support it in the first place.
So,
the wishy-washy.
So what you're saying is, now I'm seeing a juxtaposition here. We have Bass on one end and these other companies that remove their logos on the other end. So you're saying they're both the same. Stand for it or don't?
Stand for it or don't, but you go changing your answer. Like, you know, I took a lot of tests in school. No teacher ever, after the exam was over, I came back, can I change one of my answers? I want to change an answer. No, you got a 64. That's it. You don't get to change an answer just to get a better score. But apparently that's not true in life. These people get to go turn around and say, oh, no, I didn't mean it. How about major? How about you just do baseball, MLB? Just do baseball. Quit doing all the politics or the social stuff. How about Xbox? Why don't you just make video games? Why do I need to get into your politics or sexual identity? Or why do I need to know any of that stuff?
Yeah, that sounds perfect to me.
Go do your thing and let them do their thing, and we can move on to what's for lunch.
You should send them a social media post suggesting that.
But then I'd be posting. I don't talk the tick. I don't do Insta scam or fake book. I don't do any of that stuff.
Well, we have to do some commercials. So it's Drake and Scott, Radioslot.com, back after this. Drake and Scott, back with you, Radioslot.com. Scott suggesting he wants to use a different name every week.
Well, I'm Scott.
Yeah.
Just, I want to use a different, I want to add a third T to my name. I want to be Scott with three T's.
Okay.
I want to be special, a unicorn. Snowflake me.
Okay.
Right.
So we talked about earlier when we started the show that one of the topics on your list was smartphones making you dumber.
Yes.
Please do explain.
I can't remember phone numbers no more.
Yeah.
I used to have every phone number that was important memorized in my head. I got a weird little thing with numbers. I can remember things, except when you don't use them. So I'm of the generation back when we used to have to dial the number.
Yeah, and then I had a little phone book where I had phone numbers.
Youngsters are looking at the radio. Yeah. What?
Dial. Yeah.
They're looking at their smartphone, right?
Yeah. No, No, I know. I mean, there was always a core numbers that I had memorized, and then others were written down. But to me,
when you had to turn that dial to get the number, you mm-hmm. started to figure out what that number is.
Yeah,
and it got a little bit less when you started punching buttons, right? Because you can maybe have a pattern, blah blah blah. But you're dealing with the numbers no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
When you went to a smartphone and their numbers just saved under Brian under favorites, click, boom, it dials. The other day, I was trying to fill out forms for my kid, and I'm filling out this form, and it got to cell phone number. I had to get out my smartphone to look up the phone number for my own kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people are going to say, Scott, that's a personal issue, and you have problems, right? But no, I'm just thinking, I can't remember anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a thing about that. When your brain physiologically is in the habit of remembering things, you get better at memory, right? You remember those old mega memory commercials?
Sure.
Back in the day of the whole thing. No, it's just like anything, you know, that you practice. Anything that you practice. Are we talking about practice? If you don't practice it when it's time, it's not there. Once you get to the game, it's just
yeah.
true about anything. And smartphones, you don't have to look for anything. It just pops up.
Mm-hmm.
It hears you talking about some. It sends it to you. We don't know how to search things anymore. We can't remember anything anymore.
Really, though?
No. I don't know.
I mean, I hear you on the phone numbers, but it's like if I want to look something up, I have to type in what the question is or what it is I'm looking for. To me, I don't have to remember numbers anymore, but it's like Einstein used to say, why remember it when I have it written down? And if it worked for him, then I don't see why we can't.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd go with if you wrote it down, you might be remembering it.
Well,
because I remember cramming for tests and stuff like that. Contrary to popular opinion, I did study
right.
once in a blue moon. But the times where I crammed and studied and wrote a bunch of stuff down, then I get – and you got your cheat sheet. And I get to the test and I start reading and it's like I'm answering it without looking at the cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wrote it down and now I remember it,
mm-hmm.
right? But now we got these phones that do so much for us. They calculate things for us. It's like you're not having to do math anymore. You're not having to remember stuff. It's scary. And then when your phone malfunctions and you're so needy,
mm-hmm.
you're dependent on it and now it's not functioning, you freak out. I flipped out in the car the other day.
By yourself, I hope?
Oh, no.
No, okay.
No, I'm never that fortunate. My catastrophic fails always happen in public. Mm-hmm. So, no, my wife's like smacking me like, what are you doing? We're in a car full of people. You're freaking out about a stupid phone. And I looked at her and I was shaking, not shaking, But I was like physically frustrated with my phone because I couldn't, it was stalling or whatever. And then looked at her and realized what she said. I was like, yeah, what am I doing? And I just let go of the phone and toss it, hits the ground.
I'm more concerned that she hit you.
No, she's not physically smacking me. She's, okay. She's emotionally and
I understand. Well, yeah. I
she's never hit me in her life. I publicly have said that now, so it's on record.
No, I understand. But I mean, for me, as a phone is like, I always have something to read if I'm stuck somewhere. If I can't remember something, I can look it up.
Advantages.
I mean,
But we've got to figure out how to keep up our, you know, corporate skills, our executive function, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. My wife, she went on a trip recently. She's gone for the weekend and we get her all set up in the luggage and boom, she's out the door and she was riding with somebody else and bam, they're gone. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm like catching my breath and cleaning up the aftermath of getting her ready to go. And about 45 minutes later, I look over, there's her phone sitting on the couch. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, oh no, she's going to flip. So I call the lady she's with and said, hey, just so you know, let my wife know I got her phone. And they're too far away to come back and get it. So she's gone the whole weekend without her phone. She mm-hmm. comes home and starts telling me about what a great weekend she had.
Yeah, because she wasn't chained to that device.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she got smarter, too. Mm-hmm. Right?
So the kids couldn't reach her. You couldn't reach her.
Now, having said all that, you try to take my phone. We're going to blow.
Well, you do bring up a good point about memory training and all that. Maybe it's a good idea to keep the important numbers memorized just in case for when you don't have them. I mean, I know some guys, they don't rely just on their phones. They keep...
No, it makes us dumber, and it diminishes our capacity. I'll give you this example, okay? Mm-hmm. One of my many run-ins with the law, I got pulled over, right? So I'm sitting there, and the cop's in my window, and he's like, I saw you were on your phone. And I was like, yeah, man, I meant nothing, you know? And he was explaining to me that people on their phone... they drive at a level that's comparable to beyond the legal alcohol level. Like beyond, what's it, 0.8 or 0.08?
You're
or
asking me? You expect me to know?
I'm pretending like I don't know, right? For our kids in the audience. No, but they said you function at a legally drunk, legally intoxicated level when you're looking at your phone while you're driving. And Tell me you could drive home from today, from here to your house, and not find somebody looking at their phone when you drive by them.
Oh, I see it all the time.
Oh, it drives me nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at the gas station one day. And
I mean, I think I just made the argument right there. Smartphones make us dumber because I'm stopped at the light and you're right in front of me. The light's green and you're sitting there looking at her. And I got to hit my horn so that I can get home. I don't know. I'm too grumpy. That's why I'm in trouble with the law.
Yeah. Well, my wife tells me I get too grumpy, too. And she's not wrong. I mean, when I get pissy, I get really pissy. And it's like, well, I try not to take it out on her. It's just...
Hey, try this one. Instead of telling her you're not wrong, to say, honey, you're right.
What's the difference?
Smoother, faster, because you eliminate the not, and it sounds negative. Well, you're not wrong. Well, she might be something else. If you just say, honey, you're right, just give it a try.
Well, but it If I were to say that, though, it would sound condescending. Oh, you're right.
Oh, well, tone and inflection and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm not responsible for how you interpret it, Brian, but I'm saying there is a way to make this work. And it's fascinating. And hopefully this is a freebie for people out there. I've sat in board meetings when we were talking about heavy stuff. Mm-hmm. And there have been times where somebody said something that I liked or whatever, and I just simply made the statement, you know what? I agree with you. An affirmation, like a clear affirmation without any kind of random, well, you're not wrong, but, you know, what do you mean I'm not wrong? Well, no, if you think about it, no. What's with all the filler phrases? Just simple affirmation. You know, I agree with you. Bam. Changes the room.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have to give it a shot. I mean, you know, I mean, it's.
Well, you're supposed to say it right now. You know what, Scott?
Scott? You're right.
There you go. There you go. Making progress, kids. Making progress.
Well, we are out of time for this one, so say goodnight, Gracie, and
goodnight, Gracie,
and we'll see. I don't have an exit song. Should I have? We should have an exit song. Is it going to play? There it is.
Are we muted?
All right, huh?
Are we muted?
No, we're not muted. We're just doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff that should have been prepared before we needed it.
We're working through the technical side.
That's right. Sure. All right, we'll see you next
probably
time.
Probably always be true.